And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Hey, let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, Christianity is replete. Ooh, big word. With profound principles and transformative encounters. It's like I wrote a doctorate or something. We are truly blessed and should acknowledge that many events in our lives are designed to foster a partnership with God. This partnership is evident in how God conveyed the Bible through humans, how he communicates his message to people, and how we live our daily lives in alignment with his desires for our well-being. Next, the challenge arises when this partnership experiences strain. If you've ever had a relationship with a spouse, friend, sibling, parent, or child, or if you've ever been part of a team, a sports team, a club, a choir, you know that teamwork sometimes reveals cracks. Not everything is as perfect as we would like it to be. And finally, for many of us, the greatest revelation is that God sometimes allows chaos in partnerships, leaving us with nothing to do but marvel and wonder. We have responsibilities within this framework, which we will discuss. However, we must remember that God occasionally allows situations to escalate simply to reveal his influence in the process. The crucial question is, how will we respond? Just like we talked about earlier. Will we behave like immature children, or will we just demonstrate our faith in God's steadfastness?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. We've told you over 1,250 times. We've told you it's not professional radio. It's just radio, okay? And we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show. It's pretty simple. David@hemusincrease.org. That's David@hemusincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. 8483. Or you can call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, here's the thing. When you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like waking up and feeling like you got a great night's sleep.
Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. How are things going? I hear you have some future plans coming this weekend. Would you like to share just a brief bit about that without freaking out?
Yes. The car I've had is a 2003 Honda. Has 200,000 miles on it, so it's pretty old.
Okay, pretty old.
Yeah, so this weekend I'm planning on getting a new car.
All right. So, Lord, I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord, I ask you to bless Jacob right now in his car pursuit. Let it be less than taxing. Let it be simple. Let it be enjoyable. He's got to get a car, Lord. I just pray you bless his time. Let him make the best choice. Let it be a superb blessing for him. Let us hear good reports about it and give him great confidence, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Okay, so you keep us posted next week on how that goes.
Will do.
All right.
Yeah, I've had this one. The car I have now, I've had it. It's 2003, but I've had it for 8 years. Yeah, so I've driven into the ground just about.
So you're Fred Flintstoning this thing. Yes. Okay, yep. I got it.
I could have today. I could have Fred Flintstoned it and just, you know, took out the bottom and just ran here holding the car.
That's pretty funny. All right, so be in prayer for our buddy, and so that goes well. All right, now here's the deal on the reason that you can reach out to us. So you can either send us an email, you can either text us, or you can either call us. And people are like, you know, you talk about this every day. I know, but there's new people that listen. So they don't know, so we're trying to tell them so they can know. So you can do david@hemusincrease.org. You can text 214-210-8483 or call 972-445-0770. You can do that for a praise report. That's cool. We love praise reports. Why? Because they bless people. Because they really strengthen your own faith in the situation. In fact, I'm going to be sharing one that's just, I think, kind of up there even in my own life. And I've seen a lot of stuff and had a lot of stuff happen, but it's still pretty cool. It just happened last week. And then it glorifies the Lord. And if there's anything more important than that, I missed it. I mean, giving honor and glory to the Lord is the key. And so that's what praise report does. Prayer requests, that joins us together. It actually helps us become a better body of Christ. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. In Galatians chapter 6, Paul said, fulfill the law of Christ, carry ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's how you do it. You help carry one another's heavy. You help carry one another's weights. You help carry one another's to be a blessing to one another. And that's a demonstration and a proof of a love that only Jesus can put in your heart. You're doing that for people you don't even hardly know. But you're already blood relatives. You already have the same dad. You're drinking of the same Holy Spirit. It's like, come on. The unity is there. And the Bible says, keep the unity, not find it. So we need to hang on to it because the enemy is going to try and divide us. Remember, divide and conquer mentality? Okay. So that's why you call us. That's why you text us. That's why you email us. It can be for any of those things. It could be something you just want to share, something that just blessed you. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It could be for a dumb joke. I got a couple of those coming, I promise. Additionally, it could be history. Or it could be Bible trivia. How about this for Bible trivia? Let's see if you guys can get this one, which if you don't, every once in a while I say this to you. If you don't get this, I'm really going to be sad. Let me leave it there. Which child was born into the house of Levi and was also adopted by Pharaoh's daughter? Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. Which child was born into the house of Levi and was also adopted by Pharaoh's daughter? Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Now, before we do anything else, I am going to send you to the website because I didn't get to do that in the first 30 minutes, and I'm in title to send you up there, and let's just have that really good, straightforward honesty thing. We could use some funds. Is that a good way to say that? The move is done. We're all settled in, and now money is very tight, and we need things to loosen up a little bit. That's a big part of it, but that's not the only part of it. Also, on the website are great opportunities for you to be encouraged by video, audio, by articles. We have positions on things. We're not changing any of it. That's what it's up there. Also, the new book is up there, and we've told people time and time again, if you haven't got the book, get the book. It's called The Faith That Pleases God. Is it a brilliant book? No. It will just encourage you to have more faith, and that's worth it. If you can't afford it, you send us an email. I will personally purchase it for you. You can get it in an ebook, you can get it in a print book, or you can get it in audio. Though it's not my voice doing the audio, okay? We're still working on that one, okay? All that stuff and more on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
That's exactly how I felt after the move was over.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even mention that. When we played that last week, I'm like, that's how I'm going to feel when the move is over. That is how I felt when the move was over. When everybody's done, you close the garage door and you go. Now we're doing the fun part. You know what the fun part is? It's lost and found. Okay. Yeah, where's the charger for this? Where's this thing? How does this go? Where's that thing? Why do we keep this? Why didn't we get rid of this? That's the fun part.
Yeah, there's always something that gets lost in the move.
Yeah. We got something we've been carrying us for decades, right? Decades. And we're like going, why do we have that? It's so funny. All right, somebody's on the line.
What is this half-eaten sandwich doing in this box?
What is from 1994? What? Anyway, let's have a person come on through on the trivia. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
You know what, Gary? I'm doing really good because I made my third drive down to the studio. So it's my third drive down, and it has never breached 35 minutes. And it's just like, I'm like getting here and I have 10, 15, 20 extra minutes. I'm like, what do I do with myself? It's so great. It's the best part about it. Yeah, I'm super happy about that. So, all right, let's set up the trivia question and we're going to pray for you, my brother. This is a pretty easy one, so I don't have any question whether you're going to get it or not. Let me do the whole question, then you answer. Which child was born into the house of Levi and was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter?
Moses.
That is correct, Amundo! It is Moses. Boy, oh boy, if you're going to be adopted into a family at that particular time, being adopted into Pharaoh's family was pretty good, but that was all, of course, part of the plan, but that's not too shabby. Anyway, let me pray over you, health-wise and situation-wise, because I'm just really okay. Got a lot of faith pumping, and I just really believe good things right now. So let's pray it together.
Okay.
Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my brother Gary to you. Lord, I'm asking you to bless him. We're going to ask you right now that you bring healing into his body. Not a little, not kind of. I don't want him to feel better like you're starting to feel better after a cold. Lord, healing, divine healing, that which comes from on high, that which is yours alone to give, that we can be vessels in and vehicles of, but you are the source. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to bring healing into his body. Ask and you will receive. That's what we're doing. We're following your word. We know you are Jehovah Rapha. We know there is healing in your wounds, Jesus. We are asking for the manifestation of that in his body and for his circumstances that just seem to be biting at him or just your irritants, Lord, just put them down. Little foxes spoil the vine. Let that be the end of those. Let him find relief and grace and give him good news and let him walk in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the good news. We lift him up before you and pray you bless him as he's our precious brother. And we ask for your help and your grace and your mercy in his life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you. I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I got so much going on. I actually would need an entire extra hour, I figured out, to do this properly. So I'm going to do it the best I can. You just got to bear with me. We are going to do our DNA because I have to do DNA. It's just something that's really important. It's more important to me that you one time every time I type it, one time pick up a solid centimeter, millimeter more in this than anything else we do in the show. This. DNA is our building blocks. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Now, that does not mean you just go to a Christian concert, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. It does not mean you just go to church. There's nothing wrong with that. We're commanded to fellowship with one another. You know, don't set that aside. Don't make light of it. Don't cast that away. But what I'm talking about is drawing closer is you, the Lord, and the closet. You, the Lord, and the mountain. You, the Lord, and the walk on the sea. You, and the Lord, and into the forest. You, and the Lord, and closing your door and putting the pillow over your head and not letting anybody know you, see you, hear you, anything, and you just spending time with God. That closer time. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Non-distracted time with God. That's the key. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Just look at what's going on in the world. It's like, that's going to get harder and harder. You bet. You better know the words so that if they take Bibles away from people, and don't say they don't do that, they're already doing that in some countries, and you don't know what will happen in 5 years, let alone 5 weeks. You need to know the word. You need to have your heart and mind saturated in the word of God. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith pleases God. This is all connected. So never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. What are his words? Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. 785,000 words in the King James, 760,000 in the NIV, right? 39 in the old, 27 in the new. Got it. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in glory with my Father. Wow. Don't do that. So that's N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So the idea is not to be a Christian in order to be obnoxious. You know all those kids on the school campuses? They're obnoxious. Nobody has to tell anybody. Everybody knows that's just obnoxious. You know, people that take a megaphone and go into a restaurant and start screaming at people, whether they're Christians or not, that's obnoxious. Okay? That's not what you're called. You're called to serve. Does that mean that you don't ever forcefully speak? No, doesn't mean. It means there's times for it. Does it mean you every time you speak, you got to speak like this? No. But it does mean you have to be ready all the time. So here, I'll make it simple for you. If somebody was going to come and knock on your door, okay? I'm just saying, okay, I don't care where you live. They're going to knock on your door, and they're going to give you tax-free $1 million in cash, no questions asked, nothing you have to do for it. Would you be ready for that? Okay, that kind of ready. See that? See how that makes it? Oh, well, yes, I would be. Well, there you go. Draw closer to the Lord. Daily, D, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, and then A, always be ready to serve. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, there's so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months. But I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can. Right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can sitting up about 4 inches. And you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, to catch the wind, and you know, so I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it. Because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where I'm getting the distinct impression that this show is not going to go the way that I intended it to go. I just want you guys to know something. See, and I shared this with Eric when he was helping me last week. So, you know, I do, sometimes I'll do the show in advance, and you just would be amazed. Like, I'll do it two, three, 4 weeks. So I did 4.5, 30 days worth up in advance because I knew the move was coming and so on and so forth. But then what you'd be amazed about is that sometimes the change in the show, or sometimes when it's done 3 weeks in advance and something happens and then you listen to it, it's like, oh, that's just what I needed to hear. It's like, yeah, but that wasn't even supposed to be said, or that was written 3 weeks ago. You just never, you don't know is the nicest way for me to say this to you. You don't know what the Lord is going to do until he does it, unless he tells you right beforehand. And what I'm going to, by him saying that, is because I'm going to share with you some stories, a story that happened. You're just going to, your brain is just going to go, okay, Dave's lost it. Okay, let me just say that. So before I share that story and before I lose it, let's do a trivia question. How about that? Is that a good, because I'd rather you at least have a chance to answer Bible before you just go, he's fallen off the chair. Here's your trivia question. Don't ask. When Joseph was sold into Egypt, he was sold to a Pharaoh's officer. What was the name of the officer? Okay, Genesis 37:36. What was the name of the officer? When Joseph was sold to Egypt, he was sold to Pharaoh's officer. What was the name of the officer? Don't say Officer O'Malley, okay? I mean, come on, okay? Genesis 37:36 is your reference point. Okay, great. And in lieu of that, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. So again, when Joseph was sold into Egypt, he was sold after he was sold. He was sold to Pharaoh, officer that Pharaoh had, Pharaoh's officer. What was the name of the officer? What was his name? That is the question. Okay. So we do have people that are texting in. If you're going to call, okay, let me say this again. If you're going to call, you've got to call the 972-445-0770 number. If you're going to text, you want to do it nice Happy Day reference. You want it on, to do it on 214-210-8483, or send an email, David at hemustincrease.org. So, in lieu of all of that, the question. So, you know, poor Joseph. Right. Sold into Egypt to Pharaoh's officer. What was the name of the officer? And don't say Ossifer, okay, because that's another one that doesn't count. Yes, Ossifer. Okay. We do have somebody that is ready to answer that trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother, Ace.
Hello, brother Ace. How are you, my dear, dear, dear brother? How are you?
Well, I have a praise report. After being the nurses and doctors telling me and my family to come to the hospital because I wasn't going to make it, that I was going to pass on, I am now doing concerts out here daily now, like I used to do. I'm not going to do all of them, but I'm going to do a few of them. I did three this week, and planting water and seeds for the good Lord. He's kept me on the earth. So it was a death sentence, but now I rose from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Brother. Amen. So that's just a phenomenal testimony, especially the way you said it. It's just brilliant. It's like, it's like, look like the end, look like the end, look like the end. Nope. Like, nope. God has other plans for Brother Ace. And now you're doing concerts again. And people don't know about what you do in the concerts. Tell them what you do. I mean, that's such a blessing that you do for people. What do you do?
Well, yeah, I do concerts at the Walmart store in Waxahachie. And I was doing them in Ennis. I haven't been able to talk to the boss man yet, but pretty sure I can still be there. And then, so I do them 7 days a week. And I have four shows at Fuel City Truck Stops and Cedar Hill and Mesquite, where I'm just coming from now, and Saginaw and Halton City in Fort Worth. So I stay busy. I was staying busy. I have to cut back a little bit just to maintain my integrity and my stamina, but I know he's going to provide what I need. And so that's, and I, you know, my purpose is to plant seeds in the heart of men and women and move it on from there and let them decide whether they're going to come in the kingdom of Yeshua or not. And in the kingdom of Jesus,
that's so,
up to them.
Yeah. So powerful, brother. And it's just, people are just being blown away. First of all, you sound great. I'm just letting you know. And then additionally, it's just, it's so good to hear you. And now you're doing, you were supposed to be done. And it's not that I wanted you to go see the Lord because I like you having you here. It's kind of like Brother Ray. But you know, when you see the Lord, you'll be, it'll be dancing on streets of gold. So that's going to be pretty nice. But I love that you are here with us and that you're still doing the very thing that's in your heart. And the Lord's blessing you in that. And it's just, you're just blessed. A myriad of people beyond what you might even know, beyond what you'll know here on this side. And so I thank you and I bless you for that. And I'm just so proud to be a brother of yours. Just blessed to be a relative of yours in Christ.
Me too.
All right. So now you got to do the trivia still. You know me. You got to still do the trivia. Yeah. And then I'm still going to pray for you. So let's set it up first on the trivia. So poor Joe, poor Joey, poor Joseph, guy got kicked around a lot, sold in Egypt to Pharaoh's officer. What was the name of the officer that he was sold to?
Wasn't it Potiphar?
That is correct, Amanda! You are right. It was Potiphar. That is right. Genesis 37:36. Potiphar was his name. We did have somebody make a reference to Happy Days saying that it was like Potsy from Happy Days. But no, it was Potiphar. But that's good. Excellent job. You are still on top, sharp as a tack. Very, very good. Let me pray that the Lord blesses you and gives you superb anointing, not only to share with others, but to receive while you're playing. Okay. Let me pray for that. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. Just a blessing to hear from our brothers. Just a blessing to hear from people. We love it. We just so appreciate it. And Lord, you know, it's like each person that calls, just special in our hearts. And Brother Ace has been there from the very early on. And we want to thank you right now that you said, hold off. We're going to give him more time there. We thank you for that because it's our advantage. It's our blessing. And it's the blessing of the people that he comes in contact with. And Lord, I know he goes out there, pours his heart out, does what he can, offers it up before the kingdom of God, bringing it to people the way that you've put on his heart. But I am asking for one thing, and that is he would receive a double portion of the blessing that he's pouring out.
Yes.
And then it would just bless him, and he would just be full of joy and full of just a great happiness, about you and your partnership with him, and you would bless our brother and protect him and give him all the energy, but give him a dose of your ghost, Lord. That's what we pray. We ask that you just pour it on him and let him be blessed in it. And we thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen.
By the way, I want to thank all of you that prayed for me. No doubt their prayers did reach the altars of heaven. So I appreciate y'all doing that. Thank you so much.
I love you, brother. Love you. Love you deeply.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, so now you guys already know who should you be praying for. So you know you're praying for Gary, you know, Gary. You're praying for all the different people that have called in. You pray for everybody. This is the thing I'm just trying to make. I don't know how to say it better, but everybody that God puts you in contact with, whether you meet them hand in hand at a church or at a coffee shop or through even a TV show where the Lord touches your heart, or a radio show where you hear somebody and you go, oh, yeah. That's your neighbor. Got it? That. Everybody he brings into your life, that's your neighbor. You get that? All right. No way I can do what I was going to do, so we'll take our break here, then come back, but totally worth it, 100-fold. But just get ready, because I'm still going to share the wild stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value. But I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. You're about to find out why we actually call the show The Experience. Because before we do our normal intro or anything else, we have somebody on the line. And I will get to our special story. Everybody relax. But we have somebody on the line, and we want to hear from them. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Roslyn.
Hi, Roslyn. How are you?
I am very blessed. I wanted to share a praise report. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm telling you, Roslyn, 3 days in a row I've driven down from our new place, not even 35 minutes each time. Each time I've driven home, not even 35 minutes getting home. I don't even care if it's 40, 45 minutes. I'm just glad it's not 4 hours and 5 minutes. I'm just being honest. So I'm pretty, pretty happy. So talk to me, though. You got something you want to share, and I want to give you that opportunity.
Well, as everybody knows, I have to go to MD Anderson in Houston every 3 months for a cancer checkup, and we went Saturday, and I actually got a little bit sicker this time from the contrast that they inject, but it was totally worth it because today, just a little while ago, we talked to the doctor, and he confirmed that there is no evidence of any tumor, so we got a clean scan, and we're just so grateful.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there is no cancer. You're just humming along. It's just going great. I'm sorry that you had that disruption physically, but the news is great news. Nothing in you that is cancerous, correct?
Correct. We got to go back in 3 months for the next checkup, but at least for right now.
Praise the Lord! Everybody, that is such a good thing. It's just a great praise report. And they're just awesome, 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 awesome. Wait, let's say that again. Awesome, and then let's say it again. Awesome, and then awesome, awesome. Okay? I mean, that is awesome. So I bet you and Robert are just thrilled.
Yes. So, I hope we get to go eat something yummy to celebrate tonight.
That's so nice.
Barbecue or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm jealous, but we'll just leave that part alone because you just said barbecue, and I'm trying to stay as good as I can, even though we've been eating lousy because of the move. Excellent, excellent, excellent job. How are you and Robert doing in general? How is the household, by the way? How are things there? Like, you know how you guys have been doing some spiritual warfare? Is it doing better?
I think that's doing better. I'm basically, particularly with this whole lawsuit that's been happening, and it's creating a lot of angst at times. And so I've basically gone into this read my Bible, pray, listen to praise music, repeat mode. And every time I start getting nervous or anxious, it's like, nope, time to read. And I just stop and I read my Bible and I pray and I listen to praise music all the time now, and usually I just had it quiet, and so now it's something's playing, and so that's gotten better. I think we've gotten a reprieve from it. I know it was trying, like I think the spiritual warfare was trying to come in about a week and a half ago again and just kind of get us tripped up, and it's like let's see this for what it is and put a halt on it. And so stopped, pray, read, and repeat, and just doing that over and over again. It's like a different kind of training but this time for your mind, and it's helpful because when something bad happens, like when, you know, I get the next iteration of the conference or an email or something like that, it's easy to start to panic and get anxious and, oh no, why are they saying this? And it's like, nope, I just got to put it away, go back to what is my formula, you know, read my Bible, pray, listen to music, repeat. And if I can do that, then I'm able to tackle it better, because it's like you teach us, you know, focus our minds on the eternal and focus on how it hurts a lot right now, but it's not going to hurt forever. And one day we're going to be in heaven with Jesus. And that's all that matters. And what I keep thinking is what I'm doing advancing the kingdom? Is it going to help somebody get saved? Is it going to help somebody hear about the gospel or not? And if it's not, if there's no way that it's going to help somebody, then don't do it. And so that's one of the things that I keep praying about and struggling with, because I want to do the right thing. I want to do what God wants us to do. And we're both on board with that. Like, whatever God tells us to do, even if it's a walk away, that's what we're going to do. But the most important thing is to try and advance the kingdom. Otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah, it's not worth it otherwise. I mean, that's the true. I mean, true investment, I mean, just... This isn't just my Jewish background coming through, but the best investment is the one that pays the highest the longest. Okay, well then, therefore, eternal returns seem to be the winner. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just how I think of it. That's how I think of it. So I have two scriptures for you. You probably know them, but it doesn't matter. It's good for you to have them. So I don't know if you have a pencil or a pen, or if you've got chalk or anything right around there. If you can't, then you can listen to the replay and get the scriptures. The first one, 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. Ready?
Okay.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's something to stand on a regular basis. When the fear is attacking, you're able to say, nope, God didn't give me that. Nope, that's not. Nope, nope, nope. So I love your stop, pray, and repeat. That's better than stop, drop, and roll. Stop, pray, and repeat. And use these truths to bolster. It's just a really powerful 2 Timothy 1:7. And then Isaiah 26:3, he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusts in thee. When you have your mind focused on the Lord, Isaiah 26:3, he allows that peace between you and him to exist that's more powerful than any interference from the world or from the enemy or even from your flesh. So you're just like, yep, yep, that's where I'm standing. Yep, yep, yep. So you're on it. You're doing an absolutely phenomenal job. And just keep adding to the armor as you are taking your stand and growing in the spiritual warfare.
Okay.
That'll be $1.50.
Repeat. I think I get 50 cents back for that.
Okay. Excellent testimony. I'm so proud and blessed for you and Robert. And I just believe the Lord, all of this is going somewhere that even you and Robert, or none of it, nobody knows where it's going, but God does. And that's the key, right? He's got
right.
it. And you don't have to know what's around the corner. You only need to know him who is around the corner. That's all you got to know.
Amen.
Amen.
And my mom had a checkup at the doctor today too, and she's been kind of in lower spirits since she was in the hospital, but again, because she had those recurrent UTIs, and I've been just praying also for her spirit, and today she was just so full of joy and energy, and she was giggling, and she was excited, and so I'm just praying that she will hold on to it and really dive into her Bible as well, and so that she can go back to that spirit of being just grateful and looking for her purpose. I can't wait to share with her about Brother Ace, because that was so impactful, and that's, I'm just so glad he called in to share that, because, you know, exactly what he's describing is what I, you know, when I get to that day, that I'm like he is, with that same spirit and joy. And he's just such a blessing. I'm so glad he called in. I can't wait to tell my mom about that.
Yeah. Let me pray. I want to pray for you and Robert too. Okay. So let me pray over you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. Lord, your kindness exceeds us. It just is past us. You're way more kind than we could. It's not deserving, Lord. We don't deserve any of it. You just keep pouring out kindness upon kindness and blessing upon blessing. So our response is thank you upon thank you, because we appreciate it so deeply. And I just thank you for Rosalind's testimony. And Lord, I pray that it would encourage her, that her words have blessed other people who have heard it. Just as Brother Ace's words have blessed her, her words have also encouraged other people. And Lord, that you would solidify and strengthen the two of them in their relationship, in their warfare against what's going on, and in their ability to just stand firm in you. Not have to be overwhelmed by anxiousness, but being focused on you, the King, and that you are in charge of this universe. And you have put your hand upon their shoulders and have committed to walk with them for all eternity. And you will never forsake them nor abandon them. And they can rest in you. Give them that confidence. Give them that strength. Give them that sound mind. Give them that peace. And bless them for their faithfulness. I can pray that, Lord. I'm allowed to pray that. Bless them for their faithfulness before you. Reward your kids with more of you and anything else. Oh, we praise you for this testimony. Ask you to bless their family, bless their mom, bless all of them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David.
God bless you. Tell your hubby I said howdy, howdy, howdy.
I will. Okay. Bye, everybody. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're gonna come back, and then when we come back, I'm going to share. That's my theory. I'm going to share with you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now, being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And I'm going to have to start this segment off sharing my story, or I'm never going to get to share the story. And so some of you are probably thinking, this must be the most outrageous story ever. No. But for Noelle and I, it's huge. So we might not do any more trivia. We don't do everything because I only have 7 minutes left. Did I not tell you we needed an extra hour? I didn't teach one thing from my lesson. Not one. It's like, what happened? Okay.
Well, hey, we did have a lot of great phone calls today.
We did. Phenomenal calls. And I would rather have phone calls. I'll get the teaching in. Yesterday we got a lot of teaching in. We get teaching in. It gets in there. So, but part of this is part of the fellowship. So let me just explain this. And I'm going to do my best to share it. And I don't want anybody to lose their cookies over this. I'm just sharing what happened to me, sharing my testimony. It's not been refined. I don't know how to exactly refine it yet. I've only shared it once besides with Noelle and I. Okay. So as you guys know, we moved over the weekend. So Eric and Grant came and helped us on Thursday. Great, great, great blessing. We were able to take over the really important thing, my television. And so we had to do that beforehand. So Thursday night, we got home and everything was just fine. Okay. We're just getting ourselves ready, making sure we can get as much stuff done as is possible. Right. Well, we were in the position where we were going to be selling the fridge because, and it's a fridge kind of broken. It's got some problems. You know, it has some issues. So you can't really get a lot for it. We got it at a great, great discount. It lasted for the 6.5 years, which was longer than we thought it was going to last. So we were selling it for like $100, just kind of giving it away. And somebody was going to take it and fix it. Okay, great. Got it. To this point, there have been no dramatic moments, just general frustration, okay? Like, oh, well, that's irritating kind of thing. So one of the things that had to happen was I had to disconnect the ice maker in the fridge. Most people know what that's about, and you turn the spigot to a particular direction, right? It's a righty-tighty, lefty-loosey kind of mentality, and you close it off, and then you take the hose off of the back where it's connected to the wall, and then you leave that hose on, and then they can use it for the future, and that's great stuff, and you unplug the fridge. So we unplug the fridge, we move the fridge out, everything's fine. So I go to close the valve. Well, all the pieces on the valve break. So I'm like, that's not good. So what I do is I tighten, you know, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. I tighten. It's like, okay, that's gone all the way. It can't go anymore. That should be the end of it. Right? That should be fine. Start taking off the attachment that goes to the wall from the refrigerator, and the water starts gushing out at 60 trillion bazillion miles an hour. Not kind of like, hey, it's dripping out. No, let me explain this to you. Go into a car wash and stick your face in that first water bound that they give on the car. It was coming out like that. Noelle is throwing towels over my shoulder as I'm yelling, as I'm like, you know, the water's going everywhere. So then what do? I turn it the other way. What logical thing? What else do we do? I turned it this way. It didn't work. I'm turning the other way. And guess what? The water is still pouring out. Then I turn it back the other way. There's only so many ways it can go, right? At this point, you're thinking, what's going on, right? That's what I'm thinking. I turn it the other way. Guess what? Still pouring on. We've got 4 towels on the ground. I'm trying to put the hose back in just to figure out what to do. Water is squirting in my face. Noelle's going, you know, what are we going to do? It's just this hyper-pitched moment, right? And then Dr. Dave loses it. And I let out not a cursive, but a grunt scream that would have put Tarzan to shame anytime, anywhere. And you guys already know I have a big mouth. I'm like, only magnify that 3,000 times. And I'm like up looking up to the Lord going, you've got to be kidding, right? That's exactly what I'm thinking. No, not lying, nothing. Noelle goes out the front door. I say, you know, you gotta shut the water off. And she runs out the front door. Now listen, because I only have a couple minutes. She goes out the front door, and there is a guy walking at the street right where she goes out with a dog Don't ask me about the dog. I don't know. And she says, do you know how to turn off a water main? He goes, yeah. And so they go towards where the water thing is. And then he says to her, all you've got to do is turn it with the pliers. And I'm inside, and I turn it with the pliers, right, the fifth time, and the water stops. And then I go out and tell Noelle, okay, it stopped. And I don't even see this person just walks away. And it was about that two-minute time that he was talking to her that he said to her, he's just got to turn it one direction. And, you know, I'd been turning it that direction, and the water stopped. And then Noelle came in, and I'm in – understand, I'm highly frustrated at this point, right? I think you guys can pick up on that,
You're
right?
Soaked too, right?
Completely soaked. We had to – I mean, it was hindsight. It's hilarious. In the moment, not so funny. I'm in my devotions the next day, and I'm praying about the moment, and the Lord pulls back my dumb eyes to Hebrews. That's right, folks. Hebrews 13. You guys ought to know Hebrews 13 by now, but if you don't, I'm just going to read it for you so that you can know what happened. I only got a minute to finish this, so give me my due here. Give me my moment. Hebrews in 13 and verse 1 and 2 make it pretty clear. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. I said, what'd that guy look like to Noelle that next day? She goes, I couldn't even tell what his face looked like. I said, I think the Lord showed me that was an angel coming to help us, because it wouldn't turn to the left or to the right. Nothing was happening. And when he said that to her within that time frame, when he was talking to her, when I came out, that's when it all stopped. And I'm just telling you, no matter how frustrating it gets, and it gets frustrating, God has his servants always available to help his people, even when you're screaming in frustration and it doesn't make sense. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same. So I punish myself, I go down to the jail of my soul.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.